we're out here at the golf course, just having a good time, getting ready to talk to some people, see what's going on. We are on the move because we are Mobile WCRS, looking around, seeing who's doing what. Got some interesting stuff going on here today. Lots of people out here enjoying what's happening, so that's a good thing. We are right now in front of the leaderboard here, looking at who's playing. It looks like the leader's score, Kiwa is -3, and Finnish. Gosh, I can't read any of these names. I'm sorry. I just don't understand how to say them. They've got the scoreboard over there. Looks like it's all tied up at 3 under with 4 under. 4, 5 are 3 under. How about that? 1, 2, 3, 4 are finished. And 1 is not finished yet, as at the 8th hole. So that's what's going on here this afternoon. It is beautiful. It is hot, but it is beautiful. So we're getting ready to see some more golfers coming in here this afternoon. What a beautiful day. Certainly looks nice. Greens look good, but the fairways are looking good too. So if you want to come out here and see some great golf, you need to come out here to the links of Stony Point. It is going on here. Well, finishing up today, and then Saturday and Sunday. So the cut will be coming in this evening. We are looking forward to see who is going to be at the top of the leaderboard here, who's going to have the best. Some of the girls have been talking about the wind and how it has affected it, plus the heat and how that has affected it. So that's what we're doing here. Some people sitting up in the stands, watching what's going on, and that's what we're doing, watching what's going on. I think I'd maybe like to go over to hole 13, and don't forget what's coming up tonight. Break on the Lake around 9 o'clock. Around 9 o'clock, they're going to be having the fireworks going on. Break at the Lake is going to be open and wide open, ready to go. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to just kind of hang out, have a good time, hoping to see who we can talk to here. I'll just grab Tracy and talk to her for a second. Tracy, wouldn't you like to be on the radio and tell me what's going on here? Tracy? Yes? Okay. Tracy, though, but tell me, what do you think about what's going on out here?
There's a lot of people walking around, which is good to see. The merchandise tent is doing well. We have 20% off on the Women's Health Classic logo product.
Has the attendance been good? It looks like the girls have been having a good time.
Girls are having a good time. It's warm. It's beautiful. We've had great weather. Couldn't have asked for a better weekend.
That's right. And who do you think I needed to talk to? Okay. All right. Let's go over here. I'm roving here today. Is she alive? She is alive.
Alejandra, I'm sorry.
Just take a second. That's okay. Come on over here for a second. Come on over here. Here, let's come over here. So, how are you doing today?
Good. Well, I miss a lot of fat, but I'm still keep growing, so I'm so happy to be here.
So, let's see. I can tell you are not an American, are you?
Oh, no, I'm Spanish.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe you were Spanish. So what is your name?
Nuria Iturrioz.
Wow, that is quite a name. And where in Spain are you from?
Mallorca.
Mallorca, yes. That's where they made the pearls, right? The Mallorca pearls.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
So how long have you been on the tour, the Symetra tour?
This is my first year.
And have you been on any, you've played some other tournaments so far, yes?
Yes, well, I'm playing the LAT Tour, so the European Tour in Europe, and I want to be in the LPGA, so that's the way.
And how did you get started in golf?
Well, my dad works like a greenkeeper of my golf course, so I started and I love it.
That is totally amazing. You know, I find it totally amazing in today's world that we have kids that grow into young ladies and whatnot that want to go into golf with so many technology. I'm just surprised that golf was that hit it for you.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of things to know, but I like the golf, like Seve Ballesteros. So I'm impressed more than this golf.
Well, that is so neat. So who is there? Anybody here with you, or are you traveling alone?
Yeah, I travel with a lot of Spanish girls. We are 8 this year, so we are so good.
And how many tournaments have there been so far on the Symetra?
Well, we have 22 tournaments around all the...
Many have been so far? Or how many have you played in so far?
3. That's my third. And I played in Florida. I've been in California. Yeah. And then I played in South Carolina, and then North Carolina, then Pennsylvania, then back home. Then
how do your parents feel about you being over here and everything?
A lot of miles.
How old are you?
22.
22, okay. So you're not like 18. Okay, so I guess they're dealing with it. Will they come over at all?
They come here?
Yes.
Your parents?
Well, when they can. But
they can, okay. Yeah. How have you stacked up during the first two that you've already played, the first two tournaments? How did you place?
Well, I missed the cut in the first, but I played better the next, and now I'm good. I'm 1 under, so
cool.
I want to play good the weekend. I'm happy to be here. I like this place.
Yeah. Have you got a host family that you're staying with?
Yeah, it's 15 minutes from here. They are so good.
They are so good. Well, that is so cool, and I know you do a lot, all you gals that come out here and play. You do so much for the game of golf, and we wish you all the best. So thanks for taking a few minutes to talk to us.
Thank you very much.
All right, you have a good one.
Thank you.
You were just on WCRS Radio live in Greenwood, South Carolina. Bye-bye. All right. So, let's see, in the front of my little purse there is a little card there, so we could, in the very front, we'll give her a little card. I think it's about time for the news, so in that very front one. Hello. Let's join the news in progress. Thanks so much. We'll be back broadcasting live right here from WCRS.
The antique vintager has arrived in Greenwood. He's been in Greenwood, but he's been incognito. Now unveiled for the very first time, the antique vintager, our one and only Jeff Eller, is debuting on the national stage with his podcast. Shouldn't you be one of the first to come in and see him and see what you have with What's It Worth? Can you sell it? Do you want to sell it? And should you sell it? Only the antique vintager can tell you such things. So come and see us at 637 Durst Avenue East. Call first for your appointment. 864-229-6613. The antique vintager, Jeff Eller, is in the building.
Oh, my goodness. We're live out here at the Links of Stony Point, and I just happened to be walking into the pro shop, walked back out, and said, "Have you played golf today?" And this gal says, "Yes, I have." And I said, "Where are you from?" And she goes, "Spain." This makes two gals from Spain that are playing on the Symetra Tour. Who am I talking with here today?
I'm Maria Parra.
Maria. Okay, I got Maria. Is that right?
Sure.
So where are you from in Spain, Maria?
I live in Cádiz. Cádiz is the south of Spain.
Right, I have heard of that. And how did you get involved in golf?
Well, I'm 20 now, and when I was 6, I went to the golf club course with my brother and my grandfather, and because my brother plays before, not now, and he told me, try to hit one shot. And I said, no, I prefer to play football than golf. But,
football? You want to play football?
Soccer, yeah.
Soccer?
Yeah, and I tried one shot, and I hit the first shot really good, and I said, okay, I'm going to start to play golf.
At 6?
Yeah, when I was 6.
Now, what is your dream to be? What is your dream to be, since you seem to be pretty serious about this sport?
Okay, I would like to be the first in the world.
First in the world?
Sure.
Well, if we're going to dream, we might as well dream big, right?
Yeah, you need to dream big. And I would like to be the first in the world and play some Solheim Cup and everything.
A lot of good stuff. Now, did you get to meet, and have you met any of the legends? Did you get to meet any of them while they were here? Jan Stevenson and Hollis Stacy, and any of those other gals that were here that have played?
No, because I didn't play the pro-am Tuesday, so I didn't meet them.
Well, I'm telling you what, I know along the way you will start to meet some of these gals, and they are really awesome. So how did you play here today?
Today I played really good. Yesterday I played bad, but today I'm feeling really good in the course. I made some putts, and I took a lot of fairways and greens, and I'm happy today.
You're happy today. Do you think you're going to make the cut?
I don't think so.
Must have been a really bad day yesterday.
Yeah, bad day yesterday. But, well, I'm thinking next week, next tournament, next qualifying, and that's it.
You know, that is one of the things about golf, is that you can't dwell on how you did yesterday, can you?
Yeah. You need to be in the present, teach shot by shot, and that's good. One day you can play really good, the other day you can play bad, and that's it. We play a lot of tournaments, a lot of courses, and a lot of days. So,
how long have you been here in the States now? When did you get here?
1 week ago, so that's my second week. And I'm going to play 4 weeks now in a row, and then 1 week off, another 4 weeks, 1 week off, another 4 weeks. But last year I played in the LPGA, so I make a lot of tournaments that year, like 25 weeks here, more or less.
How do you like America?
I like it. A lot of different places, but normally good weather, really good courses, and good person, good people.
How is golf in Spain?
Really good. And we have a lot of golf courses. And where I live in the south of Spain, we have a lot of. So I live near Valderrama, like 5 minutes. Valderrama is a course when Ryder Cup is played in 1997. So, well, a lot of players, and a lot of good players, a lot of professional golfers, and really good.
Oh. Well, you know, I think this is totally amazing. Now, your caddy here is from Chile, right? How did you meet up with this guy from Chile, the guy from Chile who is the caddy?
Last year, I met him because he caddied for me in one tournament when I was in the LPGA, and well, we decided to work together some tournament this year.
You were playing in the LPGA last year, and now you're playing in the Symetra. I thought the Symetra was the feeder to get into the LPGA.
Yes. I didn't play really good last year, but I get the car on the qualifying in Florida, and I played really good there. But, you know, golf is hard, and last year I played with the best players in the world, and it's hard, too. And, well, now I'm here this year in this tour, a really good tour, too.
Right.
And year to learn, and this year, too, to learn. And, well, I hope next year I hope to be
back in the LPGA.
Yeah.
And then, of course, just go beyond and make the big money. Now, the money here for this tour is pretty awesome, isn't it?
It's really good, really, really good, because, well, you can get some money if you get a good position, and it's so important for a golfer because every traveling is so expensive, and you need to get something.
Now, are you staying with a host family here?
Yeah, I'm here in about 15 minutes from here. I'm with a friend, Nuria Iturriot. I think you speak with them.
Yeah,
we are together.
Well, that is so great. Well, listen, I sure hope you're going to have a good time. Now, you told me tomorrow you're going to be training for next week.
Yeah.
You're not going to kick back and enjoy all the fun here?
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to be here and enjoy too. Yeah, for sure.
But you're going to be practicing, getting better.
I think so.
Wow. Well, I am so impressed, and you gals certainly are good examples of what sports can be, and coming from Spain and just doing it. Now, what do your parents feel about you being over here, just being out in the world?
Really good, because it's my dream since when I was really small. Yeah. And
how about your brother? What does he feel about it?
Good, really good. Really good. He's studying. He's a teacher now. He get a career, and he's so happy for me, too. He came with me 2 weeks ago to carry my bag, to be my caddy, and he enjoyed it a lot.
That is so cool. Well, listen, I hope you do well, enjoy the rest of it, and we plan to see your name in the LPGA Tour.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks so much for talking to us here on WCRS. Hey, Andy, let's hear a word from our sponsors. Let's see what else we're going to do. I could try to talk to the caddy and find something out, but I will let him be. All right, we're going to go a while. I'll go around. It's a beautiful afternoon here at the Links of Stony Point. Oh, it's so beautiful. Take it away, Andy.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. I was afraid I was going to have to just be quiet. They were just teeing off the first tee. I got the signal from the girls. Shut up, man. That's okay. I was quiet. Fortunately, we were in a commercial break, and we've just been down there talking to the, who we've been talking to? Oh, down at the medical tent there. They said they really haven't had any problems at all, so that's really good that they haven't had any problems. Maybe a Band-Aid, they said, and a couple of ibuprofen, but other than that, things are good. I just heard that 20% off all the attire for the Symetra Tour is going on right now, so that's pretty good. And we gotta find a way to get over there to hole 13. That's what I want to find. Or maybe I'll see if I can find a professional here to talk to. I'm just kind of cruising around here. Don't know if you've seen my attire on Facebook. I've been told it's not 4th of July, Ann. I am out here in my red, white, and blue. If you've been on Facebook, you know what I'm talking about. So check that out on Facebook, WCRS.AM Radio. Amber's out here with me this afternoon taking pictures and posting them. We're just having a lot of fun here enjoying what is going on. So that's what we're doing, and beautiful afternoon other than it being hot. We are just going to see if we can find a ride over there to hole 13 so we can see what's going on. I'll tell you what, I'm going to see if I can find a... Let me see something. Andy, how about play a little song here, do a little dance, and I'll be right back with you. Don't you go away.
I once thought of love as a prison, a place I didn't want to be. So long ago, I made a decision to be footloose. Seemed like the perfect crime.
That's right. We are looking for a ride. I'm trying to hitch a ride down to Hole 13. That's what I'm trying to do right now. Love to get down there and just be able to bring it to you what's happening. I don't want to have to take our vehicle, so I was hoping we could get a golf cart ride, but everybody seems kind of preoccupied here this afternoon. Not walking down there, folks. It's a pretty good ride, but we are just looking to get down there to Hole 13 to be able to tell you what's going on right here at the links of Stony Point. Whoa. 9 o'clock tonight, there's supposed to be the fireworks. Fireworks are going on 9 o'clock tonight out there at Break on the Lake. Break on the Lake is now open. They would love for you to come by. I understand they're having a happy hour going on. So we are looking forward, of course, to that. I understand, I've heard through the grapevine that the food is awesome over there at the Break on the Lake. And, of course, with the opening of this, that certainly is going to change up how things are out here at the lake. Another event going on tonight is, of course, farm to fork up there at the Inn on the Square. So we are looking forward to hearing more about that. But that's going on at the Inn on the Square. Lots of golfers still crisscrossing across this course. Not many on the putting green, I can tell you that. Ooh, it's kind of hot. We have a ride coming our way, so you just hold on, and I will be down there at Hole 13 to report on what's going on. Hey, Amber, since this is your first time out being here at the clubhouse and everything, what do you think of how the links looks out here?
Oh, it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day.
Yeah,
love it.
And you're having a good time?
Oh, yeah.
Seeing all these gals and all the golfers and everything. What do you think of all those flags that they have from all the different countries that are represented here?
Amazing.
Just amazing. It's amazing. And now Amber Paris has been on the radio, folks. That's right. Her son Trace was on talking about books about a month ago, I guess, now. And so here we go. We're just waiting to hitch a ride on a golf cart over there to Hole 13. We'll see what else is going on. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, of course, is going to be the race for the rescue, or the rescue for the race. That's going to be at 8 o'clock over there at the American Legion, starting at 8 o'clock. And, of course, this is to benefit who? It's to benefit the Humane Society. So make sure that you are up for that if you're into running. That's going to be a nice race. And looking for different people here. We've got golf carts coming all over the place, don't we, Amber? Let's see if we're going to get a ride here. Yes, we need a ride to Hole 13. We need a ride to Hole 13. Yes. Can we get a cart? That's what we didn't know. Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's what we wanted to do, was to go to Hole 13, so we can get our own cart over there. Is that what you're telling us? Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Sounds great. All right. All right. Here you go. All right. We're getting ready to ride, folks. You know, you never know what you're going to get on the radio when you're here with me and Ella right here on WCRS. Amber and I are sitting very close together. And what's your name?
I'm Zach.
Zach, and what do you do here?
I'm a media official for the Symmetra Tour.
A media... Oh, so you're the one sending out all the... Now, about what's going on. What do you think of how the tournament is doing?
This course is hard.
The course is hard. So, and, of course, the wind and then the heat, I understand, has been an issue.
Yeah, wind, heat, tough greens. That's a deadly combo when you're playing professional golf. So... We'll have a true champion on Sunday after it's all said and done.
Absolutely, we will. Thanks so much for the ride. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. All right. WCRS Radio. Okay, here we go. I think we're getting a cart here. Yep. Okay. Ooh, we'll get a cart. Amber, can you drive this thing? Amber can drive. Okay, we've got Amber in the driver's seat and Ella riding and talking and chewing gum at the same time. Look out, folks. All right, here we go. Woo! It's almost 5 o'clock, Andy. I tell you what, let's do. We're going to stay out here just a little longer so you can get some more details. we, I think, are going to get a cart and get down there. It's almost 5 o'clock. So why don't you check out our Facebook page, WCRS.AMRadio. See the pictures that Amber's been posting, and we'll head down and see what's happening at Hole 13. Hey, Andy, take it away. News is up. Have a good one. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. We'll be back.
I'm Ann Eller, and I love the advertising success of radio so much, I bought the station, WCRS. Radio is the most responsive medium ever when it comes to selling services and products. Want to run a sale? Have a great idea? Need to promote? Need to do it fast? Radio can get your message out there fast. Newspaper, TV, just can't react as fast as radio. No need for a production team, graphics, etc. With our speed, your message is out there fast. Affordable? Absolutely yes. Qualified buyers listening? Absolutely yes. Let me show you how you can turbocharge your business. After all, you're listening, and I'm Ann Eller. I bought WCRS, the voice of Greenwood, for 76 years. Call me today, 864-229-7984. Just do it.
That's right. They're right here at Hole 13. I don't really know what's going on, so I'm afraid to talk kind of loud. We've got a park here, kind of looking around, seeing what's going on. We've got, looks like there's people setting up there serving food, and of course, tomorrow, this place will really be rocking, let me tell you. They'll have all the boats up there on the lake, and golf number 13, if you've been out here to the links of Stony Point, you know, the par 3 at 136 yards, I guess, and it is four golfers out there that are completing that hole. I'm not really sure why we're having to sit here, but is anybody else there? Don't know if we can go around or not here. Can we go around you here?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We didn't want to disturb anybody here. Yeah, okay. And we're going down, and lo and behold, there are some boats out here. We are tooling. Amber is a speed demon. If this thing didn't have a governor on it, she'd be just wide open. How's this part here, Amber? Is this okay? Look who is down here. Everybody's down here just enjoying a little tiki bar activity. So that's what we're doing. We're checking it out. The boats are out on the lake. This is the place to be. Tomorrow you want to come out to Hole 13 and see what is going on. So check this out. More golfers are coming in. I don't know how many teams we went by getting down here. But we're now right here by the... on the green, we've got two gals getting ready to try to make this shot. So we're going to kind of see what they're going. Again, how many people are at minus three? We have 5 or 6, Amber, and that have finished. Two more are at minus three, a minus two. And that's the top 10 players right here. So it looks like minus three is going to be the score to beat if you're going to beat it. But we have a lot of golfers right here in that score. You know, we are very blessed to be out here on the golf course like this, watching what's going on, talking to these great gals who have dreams. 6 years old, 7 years old, they learn to love the game of golf. One of the ones, golfers, that I remember from my very first year here was a gal from, where was she from? I don't remember now. But her dad kept golf greens, and she went out and started going with him. Well, they were a team. He was her caddy. He came here, and just, she didn't play well one day. He got a little irritated at her. He was not her caddy after that day. So it was kind of interesting what all these girls and how serious they are about making sure that they are playing the best golf, and they are motivated, and they are really, really, really good ambassadors for for the game of golf. They're on the Symetra Tour. They're trying to get to that LPGA where they make bigger money, and they are serious, serious contenders. So we're going to see one gal's trying to line up her putt right now. Two gals are trying to line up their putt as they see who's going to go off first. But the greens have been giving the girls a little bit of fit here. I can tell you that, because some of them have said that the greens have been a little tough. So here we go. Let's watch. No, you can't. You'll have to listen. And the ball is very close, but not going to go in. Very, very close. That was about a 15-foot putt, I'd say. So she did a pretty good job on hole 13 to finish up here on hole 13. We would have a gallery here, some people clapping, and you can hear the people on the lake are cheering. So that's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. You should get a shot of the gals. You get a shot of the gals there, we'll be pushing that on Facebook for you, so you'll be able to see how they're doing and to hear the gallery out there from the lake. And, of course, Saturday and Sunday they'll have music out here. It'll be a regular party environment, just like some of the other big tournaments, and it's right here in Greenwood. Hey, I did hear that coming here to Greenwood is going to be a Legends Golf, and the Legends of Rock are coming, not this year, but next year. So stay tuned. More details will be coming on that. And she missed the putt. And she's going to tap it in. And she has tapped it in. Two-putted on the 13th hole. And now the last girl is coming to line up her putt. Make sure she gets it in there. This is important, folks. These girls have a lot of stamina, too. Boy, they are walking. Some of these are walking their own bags here. Ooh, not time. Okay. Isn't this beautiful down here, Amber? This is a great view, right here at the links of Stony Point. Is she going to tap it in? Looks like she's a little worried about tapping it in. Now, I don't think there's ever enough practice that prepares you. She missed it. Wasn't a tap-in. I was wrong. It wasn't a tap-in. I didn't see the hole. She probably was about a 2-foot putt there. And she made it. All right. They are now passing through. I don't know what team this is. We are on hole 13, getting ready to see what else is going on, who's here, and what's happening. Yeah, we'll park for a second. So there you go, right here on WCRS. I think we'll get out and check out and see what's going on here. Should be some other teams coming through. We won't be here very long, but we should check this out. Amber's trying to kill me, but other than that, I'm good. All right. Anything else going on out here? Beautiful view. Another foursome getting ready to tee off. Now, they have to come across the lake. The problem is on hole 13, if they weren't good, they could end up in the lake, which that is a problem for them. So hopefully they'll all make it. I don't see Susie the Pig, though, out here. I don't see Susie the Pig. From the Topiaries are out here. The giraffe is out here. The new stork is out here. Maybe you've seen pictures of that. And the big golf tee for the Lynx of Stony Point is out here, too, as well as the lion and the cub. And, of course, Chick-fil-A. Eat more chicken out here, too. So I hope you're going to come out and check out all the beautiful things that we have going on right out here at the links of Stony Point. I don't know, how is my voice for the golf tournament? Does it sound appropriate for a golf tournament? You have to talk in a low voice, you know. That's right. So we're going to watch them tee off, and then we're probably going to finish up. Some of the girls have jumped in the lake to cool off. But they're pontoon boats out there, and they are in the lake swimming. And hopefully we're in a good place right here, Amber. Yep, they are on the green. Looks like that first teeing off, she probably looks to be about maybe 20 feet from, 15 to 20 feet, I guess, from the pin. There you go. I'm Ann Eller right here on WCRS. We're supposed to be meeting up with somebody down here. That's kind of why I'm standing around waiting to see what's going on, but we'll see what happens next. You know, this just makes you want to go out there and play golf, doesn't it, Amber? Wouldn't you like to learn to play golf? Now she does, yeah. See? So she can ride the golf course, golf cart. Not a lot of people, but still people having a good time out here at the links of Stony Point. Beautiful afternoon to be out here. Don't forget, 9 o'clock tonight will be. 9 o'clock tonight will be the fireworks. So if you're anywhere near the break, you'll be able to see them out there off the lake, or take your pontoon boat or boat and end up over there by the break on the lake and watch the fireworks. All right, we got another one teeing off here. And 1, 2. We've got 2 on the green, and we're going to have 3. Well, it's not going up to the tee right now. I've watched enough golf to be able to do this, Amber. All right. Who else does this on the radio? Only Ann Eller. There we go. Number three, person teeing off is not on the green. Boy, she is about 10 feet, 15, 20 feet, I guess, from where we are. All right. One more to tee off. And then we're going to, take off here and see what else is going on right here at the links of Stony Point. Ooh. Tough hole here. Gotta be a lot of concentration in order to make this right. 1, 2, 3. Is that what they're playing, a threesome now? Maybe that's what they're playing, a threesome for these last ones coming up. Nope. Yep. All right, folks, I tell you what, I think we are going to take off from here. Amber needs to go. I need to get back. So we've had a blast out here at the links of Stony Point. Certainly hope you will be out here for the final Symetra Tour that is coming to a close on Sunday, Mother's Day. Hey, by the way, don't forget, if you need something for Mother's Day, you know the Antique Vintager Emporium is where to go, right there at 637 Durst Avenue East. I'll be there tomorrow morning, and of course we're going to have our classic country show, so if you've never tuned into it, tune into it right there on WCRS, and come by and see us and get those last-minute Mother's Day gifts. And don't forget the Mother's Day buffet out here at the links of Stony Point. And if you want to go with a completely unique meal, you might look at the Lucky Crab right over there next to the Amish Oven. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. This is WCRS live here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.